And everything is going fine, like I said. And then you find out one day that he has like a gallery of like base nudes that he's touching himself.
So does he know people personally, or
he knows them?
Just goes
it's people that he knows, meaning that he's actively talking to them. But
yeah,
when you're not confronting him, you'll not say something like, "Oh, but
it's just pictures.
It's just pictures. We're not having sex."
You know what they call unquatching? This is gonna break.
See, let me tell you, knack will change people.
Oh my God.
It will change lives.
Say it louder for people at the back. Nobody should tell you what you should look like, especially a man.
Why is it their mom that
what my donut of a guest is saying is that you should beware of, we don't really say beware of dogs, he say beware of women. I'm here to tell you that beware of men.
Faves, welcome to another episode of Love and Lust in Lagos. I'm your host, as usual, Palumi, and today today I have a friend with me. And disclaimer: my friends are not normal.
Just
I feel like by now you people should know that my friends are always some screws are loose. Is what
they say.
Is what I'm trying to say.
And I'm gonna tell you who you are.
See, I've not even introduced the guest.
I'm just saying that I can't put my screw.
The guest is already.
Where does that leave your screw?
These are the issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, I have a friend with me today.
Yeah.
A lovely friend. Aww. A beautiful friend.
Oh my God.
An animated friend, if you will. But she's a vibe.
Thank you so much.
She's the life of the party.
Yeah.
She's the life of the office.
Oh my God.
We both understand what I'm saying, but she's the life of the office. That's what I'm going to
leave. Hi, Palumi, on a very serious note. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
I didn't say that you should talk. I'm not finished introducing.
Boya, I want to be serious.
Boya, you should calm down.
Do you see the serious tone in my voice?
I do appreciate it.
I can take it again.
I appreciate it.
Hi, Palumi. My name is Alexis. Okay. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, welcome.
I know that it took you a lot of time to get me on your show. Oh. My schedule can be so tight, but this will do for this.
I think that this is enough proof. When I say people are not normal.
Oh my God.
When I say people are not normal. Anyway, how are you?
I'm fine.
How
I'm
are you
good.
Doing? You're looking
I'm
sweet.
Right.
You're looking cute.
Thank you.
You're giving us casual, you know.
That anything that's going to stress me in this life, I'm not here.
It's not for you.
Because I'm very casual. Yes, I'm chic and beautiful.
I love it. It's a vibe.
Thank you. So you're not looking bad for yourself. You're bringing out the
dear.
Pop in the color black.
Wow. That was too much, but okay. So today, guys, our new sand selves aside.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about, drum roll, please. Cheating. Now, what's the first word that comes to your mind when you hear the word cheating?
Somebody that is not contented with, somebody who's not just contented with what they have, whether sexually or emotionally.
Mm.
You get out.
So contentment.
Yes.
That's the word that comes to your mind.
Yeah, because if you're contented with what you have, why would you want to try something? Because everything is the same thing everywhere. It's the same talking stage, the same. What is different from the saliva you are getting in
Scream.
Mr. A? From no, because it's
serious saliva.
No, what is kissing before it's not? So it's actually the same thing.
God. Yeah.
So you just feel like sometimes you're tired and want something new, but it's still the same thing. So I feel like it's contentment that's missing. That's why there's now cheating in place of contentment. That's what I think though.
I agree with you.
But it makes sense, Abby.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you.
I think the word that comes to my own mind is conditional.
Okay.
And when I say conditional because if you love me, but you can cheat. You love me, but if you are drunk, you might cheat.
You understand?
You love me, but if maybe your old crush from before resurfaces,
say hi.
You can make a mistake
understand.
And kiss the person.
Yeah, it happened accidentally. Accidental.
You kissing. Love me, but you were not getting something from me, so you went to look for it outside. So that's why I said conditional, because that but
is the idea.
Because you can't love me and cheat on me. At least that's to my own.
Your definition,
people make mistakes, so I feel like, yes, people make mistakes, but cheating is first of all, let me ask you, if you're in a relationship or have you been in any relationships where person has cheated and you stayed or you left, are you a I'm going to leave person or are you and like I'm out?
So it depends on how well I like the person. Right, so there are people that you know that it's not in their nature to, like I said, like you said, this is putting on my tights. I don't want to come and be washing
it's
my...
It's not in their nature to do what?
So there are people that don't give you the vibe from the beginning, right? There's some
that
people
that... possibly cheat.
Yeah, so you don't see that coming. There's some people that you can't leave them in a room with your female friends. You already know that they're going to cheat.
But why would you date somebody that you can't
see,
do that
see
with?
That they call love. Your heart should only pump blood. Do you understand? Because those human beings are
alive and people are actively dating them.
How you date somebody that you can't leave your female friends with?
But they were created by Jesus.
All of us are God's children. But like, I'm just saying, that's a very
I'm just saying that. Sorry, it's my breast. Sorry. Just I stood up, you went up. Sorry. So, as I said, there's some people that don't give you the vibe that they can actually be with some other people, but yet it happens. I think in that case, I might just forget it, or because I feel like this might not happen again, right? Some people that constantly will give you a headache. Dating them alone is a headache. You can't post your friend on Instagram and tag your friend. They will go and check
out
the friend
for you. Problematic.
People are like that.
That's so problematic because... Why will I be dating you and I'll be having anxiety that, hey, if you should see this
But that's
my
what
friend,
they call though. Some relationship, hey. Toxic relationships. There are things like that. So I've actually been in a relationship where this person cheated. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it coming. But it was done on me that at this time when I already found out he cheated, I was now... So if he says he's going out, I'm not saying, are you sure he's going out in my head?
No, like, that's unhealthy.
Do you
that's
get like... So, in my mind, I'm like, oh, we can still do this. By the end of the day, it was now telling on me because now, if I'm calling him and he's not picking, I'm like, okay, is he with some other person?
Yeah, worried that you understand.
So that thing wasn't
something.
There before. So I'm at that state of mind whereby if my partner cheats, I'm sorry, yo. We are not going for my personal health and
mental
space.
Mental health. Yeah.
I'm not gonna be there. So I've been in that state before whereby
yeah. Because you said something about. Oh, if the person is somebody that typically you wouldn't think that it would cheat, you can forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm of the opinion that even if I'm going to stay with you, because they say never,
yes, that was FD.
Because me, I will still sit down here and say, if you cheat on me, I'm out. But like they say, never say never.
You never know until
so even
there.
If I'm in a situation where you cheat on me and I forgive you, my darling, I'm not going to forget. Because if you've done it once,
there's a possibility that you
human.
Do it again.
You will do it again. If you could not have self-control
the first
one
time
it's very easy
to do it the second time.
It's the same way people go on diets and then they fall out every 2 to 3 business
days. They cheat.
Do you get? So that forget part.
Yeah.
That's because I've heard people say things like, oh, if he cheats on me or if she cheats on me, I can still, but I'm going to make them pay for it.
Yeah, or I'm going to cheat make back.
Sure, yes, they're going to have to like be reassuring me
that's
every
what,
other day.
That's what I said, that it depends on
like
how
that.
Much I like the person. So I've been in a relationship whereby I didn't like the person so much, but the person treated me really nicely. Like,
wait, I don't understand.
So you're in a relationship with somebody because you know that there's security, some level of security in it. Like, he's not that kind of person that jumps from one place to the other. He does the basic things, text you in the morning. He's always there financially, physically.
But you don't have feelings for this person.
Not as much as he does have for me. I've been in that situation before.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely like be in a situation where somebody likes you more than you like them. That's
great
that's
stuff. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So if I'm in that kind of relationship with somebody and you cheat on me, I think I can actually just, I can chill because I don't exactly really don't like you that much. It didn't
but
pay
you
know, me.
This thing that you said.
It didn't pay
I
me
feel
so
like
much.
This thing that you said, I agree. Yeah, it might not pay you that much, but you know how they always say, I want to compare it to a situation. You know how they always say that there's always that one person that you're talking to that you don't like them. Mm-hmm. This one is you don't even like them at all. Mm-hmm. They are not your spec. They are not giving what they are supposed to
give. Yeah.
But the attention is there. They are just filling space. Mm-hmm. But once they stop giving you that attention,
you start looking
you will
for
notice.
It. Yes, you start looking for
so
it.
So I feel like in comparing that to the whole situation where you said, oh, if that type of person cheats on you in a relationship, you don't care.
Yeah.
It will still sting.
See,
because
it's
one way or the
whereby,
other.
See, if this person cheats and he finds out I've cheated, he's trying to make everything right by me. It's different from when you're not giving the attention. I think even now, you want to even do everything better. So you want to do everything right to make me forgive you.
Yeah.
And that's why we just go 100 at that time. Because you're like, I'm like, can I call you back? You'll be like, babe, I'm really sorry. Attention my yakpao, I'm telling you. Because I just feel like me, I'll be able to take it because I don't like you that much. It's different from when I don't see the attention at all.
Okay.
Right now, you're sending me lunch at the office, buying me flowers because she wants to jig it. I think at that time, I might just chill and maybe even do my own by the corner to get even. So, yeah, it happens like that sometimes.
But why do you think people cheat?
Like I said,
why do you think that people cheat? That question is a question that gets asked a lot.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like, oh, people make excuses because sometimes we're like, oh, yeah, somebody can be the type of person that when they get drunk, they black out, they don't know what's going on. Or like I said, there's some people that, for example, you get married in 2023, your first love from 2021
just
that you people
up.
Broke up because maybe they jackpot and you know it was not a consensual breakup.
Yeah,
and
it just happened come by back, mistake.
And then feelings are feeling. And then that's another excuse. But why do you think people actually step out on their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife? Why?
Like I said, is you being contented with what you have, right?
Okay.
If this jollof rice I'm eating every day is fine by me, even though my neighbor makes...
Side note, I hate this thing when people compare people with food and they're like, oh, I'm tired of eating jollof rice every day.
I'm just saying,
I heard some guys say that. So they're like, oh, I cannot be today, I want to every day. Tomorrow, I want plantain.
Yeah.
If you don't get out of my sight...
So, let's say this particular SUV car, motor, like a Lexus.
We've now compared it to car.
Yeah, so that we leave the food aside. Yeah. It's soothing to you, please. You won't look at a Benz so much so. Let's just be... Yeah, because... Floor wise, it is there, you know, it is economical. People wouldn't bill you as much as, but looking at it, a Benz is always better than a Toyota, any which way, right? People just, basically, your partner is not going to be the most beautiful, most intelligent, most.
And I get that.
Yeah, but it's just a case of content. You are not. If you put your eye here that I'm going to be with you till the end of time, come rain, come sunshine.
And there will always be somebody that is
better
finer than your partner.
Better than your babe, that can dream more than your babe. So
and it's the same way there's somebody that is better than you for your partner.
Yes.
But you guys have chosen each other.
Yeah,
so
you just need to close
saying.
Your eye and say, I'm not seeing everything else around me. And you'll be so shocked.
No, but wait. So.
See, you have not loved deeply.
I want to ask, wow, okay.
But you have loved deeply.
How are you so sure? I have not loved deeply.
Because you are a bit of you is not agreeing with me.
Scream. But I was going to say something.
Yeah?
I was going to say something. Yeah? I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say that, this whole thing about, closing your eyes and, having eyes for only your partner.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a problem if you can admire other people. I don't think it's a problem if you see other girls that are like hot or whatever and you say that to me. Not that you're in their DMs, but you're under their comment section.
Okay, let's say to you that
living
hot.
Living monkey that is doing like this under their Instagram.
Yeah, blushing. Yeah, I'm shy.
But it's okay for you to acknowledge. I wouldn't be worried if you are pretending not to see fine babes.
Or even that fine babe are not even saying that they are saying.
If I'm showing a picture and I'm like, this baby's
hot.
And you're like, you are the only hot girl in my uncle. Uncle, stop that talk.
Oh my God.
Stop that talk.
I don't think we're that position whereby. So I know my partner. So anybody who's with me, obviously, would actually like a big booty, right?
Yeah.
Because, I'll be like,
big booty, babe.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, that's their preference. That's the one where I'm like, babe, see that girl. And we're laughing about it. It doesn't mean that Nessie is going to go and meet the girl and say, my babe, say that you understand. Yeah.
Because if you are not stupid, it's only that I said that my babe said, to what end?
Bro. I feel like I'm my babe's spec, so it can be my spec. So
that you
like
can be doing,
you know, conjoining together. So yeah. I think you need to be contented. That way you will not be able to see other things around you. But this generation we're talking about.
Because they are not contented with what they have.
They are not.
They are not content, rather.
They're not contented or what they have is not enough for them one way or the other, right? So I've been in a situation whereby I'm dating somebody. So let me tell you. So let's say everything I have, everything I need, I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that a case of I don't have something. That's why I don't have AC. That's why I want to go and chill in my neighbor's house and collect cool breeze. So let's say I'm a person that I like attention so much so. And then when I say, folks are dating or in the talking stage, you're giving me all of that stuff, all of that good stuff. And then all of a sudden, you're not giving me. There's something that I think I'm lacking should be why I'm outside. That's still the contentment I'm talking about. I'm not fine with everything that is going on, you know, with this relationship. And for me, if I want to cheat you, we know. I don't think I hide it.
Scream.
No, see, I'm this person that I love. I might be very wild, very vocal with things and all of that stuff. But when I say that, me, I want to love this guy. You are going to collect love. Love. And if I start deviating from that, it's something that you should check what you're doing. And I'm not kind of person that, if I'm seeing this and I'm talking about it, it means that a part of me, he's saying, okay, there's still chance that we can still, you know, renovate this stuff. But if you're forming death here, and I feel like, okay, I'm getting a thing or two from you, we can just be together.
Wow.
But, you know, that's, I'm looking for the next next person to recruit. Do you get the point now? Yeah, so these things happen. When you watch your in is not enough for you. You're not getting, I think for myself, when I'm not getting the 100, right? Mm-hmm. I just start to plant another seed somewhere and see where it germinates.
Wow.
Yeah.
So without let me understand, because this is your last statement now.
I can say it again just for clarity.
So, do you think cheating? Mm-hmm. Do you think that cheating in a marriage should be treated differently?
Yeah.
I'm not just saying.
You see that my voice have come
because
down.
Because marriage is not for everybody.
Fantabulous.
I always say
does your mommy
not
know
everybody.
This?
Yeah, she knows.
Mrs. knows this.
She's praying for me as we speak, but she knows. Why are you guys casting my son name like that?
Oh, sorry, Miss Spicy.
Editor.
No, Mommy Spicy, know this.
Editor, I'm going to take it out.
Does Mommy Spicy know this?
Mommy Spicy, she do know. She do know and she do pray for me every day. That God will change my mind.
All right.
I was saying.
Yeah.
So there are some people that they've been in a relationship for like a long period, but they are not married.
Yeah.
And there are people that like are married for like a long ass time. So my question is, cheating in a marriage, how should it be like treated differently than cheating in a relationship? Because I feel like it's easier to walk away when you're in a relationship, obviously, because you're not thinking of divorce. If you have children, what do your family members say? Which I don't even understand why that thing is a thing.
Yeah.
Where you go and carry your family to come and living in your house with you. Do you get?
Yeah.
But yeah, do you think that how should cheating in a marriage be treated versus cheating in like a long-term relationship?
So I feel like sexual relationship that is not, you know, done in a marriage scene is illegal.
Mm.
Contraband.
Oh, sure.
Mm.
You are sure?
All of you that do illegal
stuff.
Why
you say all of you? I don't think that you are, not you that I put there.
You can say that it's marriage stuff we're talking about. So I think marriage is a lot. So that I even get away. So for me, I'm actually very scared when it comes to marriage, right? It's like, some people say, oh, don't take it to be too holy. But I've actually gone to the altar in the presence of my family and friends and say, you know, you are the bread of my bread. But I have this stay that stuff,
right?
No,
same stuff.
So I feel like, if my husband cheats, I don't think I can handle it, though. I'm sorry. That's like it. Because I can't be in it. So it's different when you're in a relationship, your partner cheats, and then you're like out and then look for the next available person that matches your energy. It's different from when you're married, right? So I think when I'm married, cheating when you're married should be handled differently. Maybe you should see a therapist, know why he cheated or why me I cheated, because it can't be only my old man that cheats. You know, this cheating is not
masculine.
Yeah, you know. So cheating when married is different. Like, it's a different. It holds a lot of.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think when it's like when you cheat when I'm dating you, there's no going back. I'm sorry. That's the end. That's it. Let's just press pause. Do you get? Mm. But marriage is different because there's a lot of responsibilities now. There's your family, there are your children now. You know, it's different to just walk away. I'm not saying that my children is the reason why I would not want to walk away, but you think about it now. Yeah, that when you just wake up in the morning and decide to just, you can't block your husband now.
I can't, I'm sorry, I'll block you. See, I'm so petty.
You can block your boo,
babe, wait.
And your parents will know that you have blocked your boo,
I'm
and everybody
so
moves
petty
on.
That
when you are married, your pastor will call you, but we are finding you. Your
I'm so
is
petty
you.
That if we're fighting, cheating is even much. Cheating is even far. If we're fighting and we're living in the same house, uncle, I won't talk to you for 1 week. You won't talk to me for 1 week. We will go to party together on the weekend. If we have parties to go to, that we need to show up at. But I'm petty, I can block you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I'm the type of person that I ask the people that I'm dating that, would you be cool if I say I need space from you? If we get married, if marriage is something that we've both like talked about or like we joke about just for the fun of it, me, I always say it, I like my space.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like talk on like the whole blocking thing that you said. So I always ask them that if I say, okay, we're living in the same house, so I'm married, but for some reason I'm irritated in general. I'm not like, and I maybe my mental health is all over the place.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be seeing you when I wake up for the next 2 days. If I say I want my space from you, how would you react?
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are like, oh, it's fine. As long as I know where you are for the next 2 days, and I know that you're okay, and you can reach out to me if you need anything, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And there are people that are like, no.
You're my wife, together
you
forever.
You are my wife, together forever, blah, blah, blah. So now that leads me to my next question.
Okay.
What are the steps that you think people can take when they've been cheated on if they still want to mend the relationship? if you know that you don't want to walk away, this is something that you feel like is worth fighting for.
Okay.
What steps do you think they can take? Do you think you need to leave your house for a while? Because me, I vote for that one. I think you need space from person.
Mm-hmm.
So that they are not affecting your thought process.
Your decisions, yeah.
Yeah, so you can think clearly. So what other steps do you think you can take?
So yeah, like you said, at that time, I'll be very angry. And when I'm angry, I don't think I want anybody in my space. So first of all, I'll just be alone. I'll think about it, like, the next time. Because I say the craziest things when I'm angry. Like,
so you say things that you don't mean.
Yeah, and I can't take back. Because if I now... Two wrongs cannot exactly make a right, right? You're the wrong person now, right? Let me play the bigger person. Because the things I will say, it will even be worse than the cheating that you've done. So I'll take my time off. Then if... Because obviously you won't have that conversation, like... Where was I lagging? Was there something that you weren't needing that, you know, you have made mention? Because sometimes your partners are saying these things, but you are not, we're using body to say it, but you are not...
You're not paying enough attention.
Yeah, so we'll have that conversation. And if he can't exactly pinpoint what the thing is, I think we should go to a third party, maybe like a therapist or something too.
Yeah. I totally agree with the whole, like, therapy and counseling thing. I mean, I just don't... I'm not always comfortable with involving family members.
No, not family member.
Because...
No. It's better to like wash your dirty linens outside.
Somebody that you don't know that will even fetch it
back to you. Yeah.
The family members that were telling you, you remember when he did this? He's a good person. Or she's a good person. This and that.
And let's say he's that kind of person that once in a while, when he's coming to the house, he buys pizza for your mom, forget about it. She will teach you always... But
I think definitely getting your space is like there for sure. And I think you should have a conversation.
Yeah, with your partner.
And when I say conversation, it's fine for you to, when you first hear that they've cheated, it's fine for you to yell if you want to yell.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go and beat them. Violence is never the answer. I think it's necessary to have that conversation where you guys are asking. I'm not asking you for a play-by-play of how you were,
fucking another person.
I don't need to know that. But I need to know the why. Why this person? Why now?
What happened? What did I do wrong?
Why? Because it's even different if you cheated in, like, not under the influence. It's under the influence. Like, I even still be telling you that, okay, you were drunk. You were not in your right
Let's
sense.
Blame it on the alcohol.
What if is that... Clear mind. And it's just that your body was hot in
cheating actually. Cheating actually comes in different categories. Somebody can be actively cheating. You can actually have a babe that you two are constantly... Those people that your partner is constantly intimate with. I'm sorry, talk cannot talk it though. People that they are going out on dates, movie
that's a full-on affair.
I'm telling you.
That's a full-on affair. So there are different, like you said, there are different levels of cheating. There's the one time you know, something happened, blah, blah, blah. And there's the one where you are actively having a side babe or a side guy
on the side.
So that's the, and there's emotional cheating.
I think that one you should just.
And you know some people don't believe that emotional cheating is emotional cheating.
I
fully think it is. I'm sorry.
That way we said, they step to this thing. You understand?
I think
you will first be emotionally attached to this person and detached from your main partner before you now start saying, okay, let's do this thing with the other person. Then you now get to maybe like that thing you're doing with that person when you now continue.
And then there are some other forms of cheating.
Tell me about
it. That are quite interesting.
Tell me about it.
Where a man or a woman is touching themselves for the purpose of putting it not explicitly, should we say, where somebody is, let's say you have a boyfriend.
Okay.
And everything is going fine.
Okay.
You guys are not having any problems. Mm-hmm. He's not. But you find out that he has like a... Because I've had a conversation with one of my friends before where she was telling me that she found somebody else's nudes on her boyfriend's phone. So imagine if you're in a relationship and everything is going fine, like I said. And then you find out one day that he has like a gallery of like babe's nudes that he's... That he's touching himself.
So does he know people personally or...
He knows them.
He just goes
it's people that he knows. Meaning that he's actively talking to them. But when you're not confronting him, you're not saying something like, oh, but
it's just pictures.
It's just pictures. We're not having sex.
You know what they call unquatching?
Kilonjabe.
Things are going to break.
Okay.
It's either I break head or break up, or things are going to fly
everything
around.
Everything is just going to be...
You know,
That's what I said. It's a very interesting because some people don't. There are people that you tell these things to, and they'll be like, "That's not cheating." It's not meet up and just pleasure.
Things are really happening.
You know that what thing happens to you?
the thought of it already, I already feel heartbroken. Do it, let me see, let me know. Because somebody can actually be doing that and you never find out.
Because there's a series I was watching. I don't know if you know Floss or Marshall.
Yeah.
Just
that
by
he was touching himself.
I don't know if it's Supon or his ex.
No, he's actually his ex. I didn't pay enough calling him. Yeah. He's also actually
Are you serious?
Yeah, his ex. So his ex video calls him and
how did I miss? I'm going up to go and tell them. Because there are plenty that watched that scene. We thought it was porn.
No, it wasn't porn. So we know that the character, he had that relationship with his ex, whereby his ex, like, the overly sexy
one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that, babe.
So it was his ex, actually.
Wow.
People actually do video sex.
People, I mean...
They don't fear for their image and reputation.
Listen, in different situations in life,
yeah,
where you're not able to be in the same space with your lover sometimes, you might have to go through certain
people
measures.
Do mourn doing phone calls. For me, one of my posts,
people do stuff. People do things in this life. But when you're not doing things with people that are not your partner, it's a problem.
Yeah.
So there's that type of cheating. So there's the emotional one.
Yeah.
There's the full-on sex one.
Yeah.
There's the... I'm touching myself to another person's picture or videos.
Me, I can't. So if me as a full human being, I didn't do you.
This baby really said as a full human being.
Have you seen me before? Okay, you are seeing me
I'm
now.
I'm screaming. Mm.
If me as a full man, I didn't do his image.
So stupid. You are so stupid. People have things that work for them.
Can do him again. I'm sorry. Why don't I snap me and say to you?
Maybe that's what you need to do. But you should ask him that, okay, as you are seeing me, maybe you know what to see.
It's not me. It's not me.
Let's get kinky. Maybe we should try something different. We can bring the same house, but we can be doing...
Not me and you, my dear.
We can be doing stuff.
Not me and... Let's say I will be the one... Because, sorry, you. Nude can fly faster.
People do it.
Yeah.
And some people use the excuse of maybe they are in the mood to have sex. Maybe their partner in the moment is not giving them what they want. And then they remember that... Flake sends them
in my diary, in my gallery.
Yeah, and they've not deleted it. They'll now go do what they need to do. And they'll say,
Yeah, we didn't touch her now.
So, yeah.
I only touch myself. So, with the image of her, Fola Shade, in my head. Things are really
But let me now ask you, not a weird question. In what instance do you think you can cheat?
Like I said, if you're not giving me the 100 like you used to before, see, I always say this, you know how people say if you know a person 100 when you were dating, whatever it is doubles, right? You know how people just give the first energy when people are just talking, they're always there, they're spontaneous.
Yeah, the honeymoon phase.
So, I'm sorry, you need to continue that. You can't start something and finish your problem. So maybe let's say that you don't have the luxury of always calling me in the morning because you have a morning meeting or something, but always remember me and text me and say, oh, babe, I'm hanging. If that drops, I'm sorry, yo. Jige, because that's what fills up my own energy. Jige, that's what if it's not there, I will be telling you. And if it's looking like I'm talking to an empty ear,
or like you're nagging,
Jige, I will just calm down, pretend like I didn't say it. Then the next, because
why don't you just break up with the person?
See, there will not, like I said, there are people that you get things from. There are people that. You don't cry for things and they're making it available. So depending on when you now get your head back, your head space, but if you ever do get, because it gets to a point where I'm like, you know, I can't do this anymore. But until we get there, understand, Uncle B can be helping you out.
Yeah.
But, yes.
I think for me as well, I think it just has to, if I get to a point where I'm just tired of the relationship, maybe I've given it my all, I've tried.
I have tried.
And it's not moving mad. You act like you don't care. I might cheat. And I say I might because I feel like I don't have the conscience for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm the type of person that before, and not saying that there's anything wrong with talking to one person when you're single or something. Okay. I'm the type of person that before, even when I wasn't in a relationship, let's say I'm talking to multiple people at the same time, even though I don't necessarily owe them anything, I'll be feeling bad. When somebody notices that maybe I'm not giving them as much energy. So I feel like I'm just I'm just very soft. I'm very emotional to the point where I'm constantly thinking of the other person.
Mm.
So it's going to take a lot for me to step out. Even if I'm actively thinking of somebody else,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would still want to like stay and make it work.
Yeah.
So I feel like it takes a lot for me to want get to that cheat
yeah.
on you. Because me, if I love you, mm-hmm. like you said, I'm just like, I'm a lover girl. If I love you, mm-hmm. there's nothing anybody outside wants to offer me.
Yeah, that
I'm
saying.
Going to say that. Yeah. Oh, I want to drop whatever it is that I have with yeah. somebody to gain. So I think I just have to get to the point where I'm tired and I'm not satisfied.
Yeah.
And you know I'm not satisfied. You know I'm not actively
paying trying attention. To like yeah.
make things better. So I think those are the instances. I mean, that's the instance rather that I think I can cheat. But
aside that,
guys, so. If I feel like we've given people handbook on how to cheat, how not to cheat.
I didn't say how to cheat. I'm not part of the people
how
that gave you
to cheat,
handbook.
How not to cheat, how to react when you are being cheated on.
Yeah.
And just,
we've put everything together.
We've said a lot, guys. And
grab your copy now.
Hopefully, I don't know, because there's anybody out there, listen, if you are being cheated on right now, you found out and you don't know what to do, you don't know if you should leave or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think we identified some things that you can do. You need to, first of all, take some space from the person. Or rather, get some space from the person.
Yeah.
Clear your head. Like, don't allow anybody feed your head, like, different, their own opinions or whatever.
Yeah.
Get some space. Then if you need to communicate, if you need closure, some people need closure.
Closure.
Yeah. You can communicate with the person. But at the end of the day, make sure whatever decision you're making is the right one for yourself, not for anybody else outside their relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't stay in something that is toxic just for the sake of it. So hopefully we've helped some people. As much as we've made people laugh, I believe.
Yeah,
you've actually given you some advice.
Yeah.
Thank you, friend, for coming. I believe that you gave us quality gems.
Thank you.
Today, even though you're not normal, but you gave us quality gems. I just had to say
I do feel
that.
Hurt. I do feel hurt.
You feel hurt?
You trample on my feelings.
Which feelings?
Feelings, Simone.
Do you have feelings? Exactly.
I have felt.
Okay. Yeah. It's time to go. Thank you. You're welcome for coming.
Please
Thank
so
you
much.
Very much.
It was so nice. I enjoyed all the food, the drinks, the everything, the full meal, and transport
this
money.
This criminal was not giving shingai. We don't give her anything. As the food, though. As the drinks.
See, if you're on discount, refreshment. Make it. If they don't give you, they gave me a lot. Thank
wow.
you, ma.
I love it.
Souvenir,
I love
outside.
It. Wow. Okay. Now you're doing the most... But thank you very much
thank
for coming.
Much.
I had
thank
a lovely time.
Thank you.
And thank you guys again for coming back to listen to Love and Lust in Lagos. If you have any dilemmas that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a DM on our social media pages at Chats and Banter everywhere. Chats and Banter. And follow us so you don't miss any drop. You don't miss any of the tea being spilled. That's it from us today. Catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.